Shalom, 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 Israel. This is your brother, Brother Ariah Israel, right here for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Yes, sir, Morey Ariah Israel, just coming in his house one more time with you for a video again. All praises, all glory, and all honor goes to our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher of our lives and everything in the universe as well. All praise to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, I just want to come in here right fast and share something with you. I truly see why a lot of people don't like dealing with Israel, or Israelites. I can see why a lot of people don't like dealing with Israelites. I truly see. Let me share something with y'all, brothers and sisters. And thank everybody who have recently subscribed to the channel. I thank y'all for tuning in and sharing in and actually subscribing to the channel. You know, I'm kind of heated right now, so y'all forgive me. Most of you help me out as well. Kind of heated up right now. I was on my VR chat, not VR chat, but my virtual headset. Y'all not be on these be headset, right? In VR, virtual reality. Uh-oh, can't even get it on the camera. Virtual reality, right? And they have several rooms on there. And it's a thing, an app on there called Big Screen, where you actually can have, you can watch movies, and it's like you in the theater and all of this type of thing. But also people have discussions, you know, different kind of discussions about various things. Some, you know, Christians even have Bible discussions on Christianity. And I see one said, come learn the Bible or something to that degree. And so I'm like, okay, let me check it out. And the name of the person name was Onassis 144, Onassis 144. So I tuned in there and I just went in there to see what was going on, just being nosy. Since he said, let's come learn the Bible, right? But I went in there, I seen a video they was playing, and it had something to do with, it was like they were showing something with school children, and they're acting, you know, badly in classrooms. And then when I first clicked in, that's what I saw. And then from there, it was actually Israel United in Christ, a video they were playing with Israel United in Christ. And they were just showing like different things where in classrooms where children were acting, you know, erratic, bad and stuff like that, getting into it with teachers and all of this stuff, tearing up the classroom. But anyway, you know, so I was sitting there just watching it, you know, it was cool at that moment. And then an elderly sister came in, and I've seen her before in some of those rooms on there. And she started, you know, trying to say something say something about the video. She said, well, brother, you know, I'm a school teacher and I used to be an ex-school teacher and so and so. And as soon as she just opened her mouth, the brother started going out, where's the women? You know, it's just women. If the women would close their legs, now this is an elder, you know, woman who came in. And if the women would just come in, I mean, women would close their legs and all of this. And they just started going in about women. Everything was about the woman, it's their fault. It's their fault. They shut their legs and this, that. Just a whole bunch of stuff. She's like, well, why is it always the women? Why is it just the women? What about the man? Well, the women are the one opening their legs, you know, so and so. I mean, you know, it was just like a lot of stupidity. I just sat back and I was just listening. I wanted to say something, but I just held my peace for a minute, held my peace. And he was going off, where your man at? Where your husband at? She said, well, my husband right here. Put him on. You get off of here. You know, you shouldn't be in here with a room full of men talking to a room. But y'all know where this stuff is coming from. You know where all this stuff is coming from. They try to quote scriptures out of place and all of this stuff. Everything was just, man, against a woman, talking bad against a woman. Like, again, the woman didn't create this child by herself. It was the woman didn't create the. Okay, yes, she might have opened her legs, you know, to a man, but she probably thought, I don't know, she probably thought she had a, I don't know, everybody's perception of what is good is different from another one. She probably thought she had a good man, you know, a man what was going to be good to her, what she perceived as good. But he turned out, you know, hell, he was probably just like the rest of them, just wanted what he can get out of her and gone, you know, and hit up with a baby. Now he out. Boom. But he was everything. It was about, it wasn't no issue with men. He brought up no issues with men getting the women pregnant and leaving. It was just about these women having these children. This is what they was basically, the women having these children and raising these children. And these children are out of control because of women. And it had nothing to do about fathers not being in the household. Everything was about the woman. But it was just the way what got me is way that they were going at this elder and being in a disrespectful manner to this elder, a sister, right? And she was like, you know, but she was trying to just, only thing she came in and did is trying to make her point about the video, share her expertise about what goes on in the classrooms with these children, especially coming from a single parent household. But the brothers didn't want having that. They wanted to always bashing the women, and that's what it was. Hell, they were just bashing the women. And so the sister stayed on as much as she could. He's like, you know, and she was just trying to talk. They wouldn't really let her talk. They were just getting on. Put your husband on. You ain't got no business coming in here with a room full of men in the first place. You know, how does she know who was in the room? Because it was a room to say, let's learn the Bible. So that would draw me in there. So she saw the title and she came in there. And then she wanted to just discuss what, when she came in, that's what she saw. Them showing the classrooms. And so by her being an ex-teacher, that's what she just, she wanted to discuss what was going on in the classroom. But the brother and him just jumped all over the sister. Disrespect to the highest damn degree. And she was like, what's your name? I'm going to make sure I write your name down so I never come back in here no more. And so when they went with the sister, I looked up, the sister left. They just got outrageous with the sister, going crazy, cursing at the sister and everything. Now, this is supposed to be Israelites, right? And let's learn the Torah. I mean, they say, let's learn the Bible. But you cursing at an elder, cursing her out, going off of her because she's like, well, okay. All the things she was just saying, then at the point where y'all wouldn't let her talk about the school, she was like, well, why everything got to be, put the blame on the woman? Why everything got to be on the woman? Everything got to be on the woman. And so she finally, eventually, she did the right thing. And she left. And I was like, well, brother, I said, are y'all Israel? And there was two brothers. And they was like, are you? I said, yes, I am. I said, are y'all with Israel United in Christ? Because I see the video y'all playing Israel United in Christ. Are you with Israel United in Christ? I said, no, I'm not. Are you with Israel? Then they asked me again, are you Israel? I said, no, sir, I'm not. I said, for by the way, I'm Tanakh only. And then it's like, I was like, brothers, I said, well, are we supposed to be acting like this as Israel? What do you mean? She coming in here, man, and, you know, she coming in here with a room full of men. And I said, brothers, again, are we supposed to be acting like this in this manner as Israel? I said, your topic of your room were, let's learn the Bible. I said, only thing that sister did, she was just trying to, again, I keep saying, y'all, talk about what y'all had on the video. That was it. Well, she ain't got no business coming in here talking. You know, she's supposed to be silent and this, that, and another. I said, brother, but she was discussing what was going on. And she was just share her expertise about the school system, her experience. They started going up. See, they didn't even want to let me speak. I said, but brother, she was out of order. She was out of order. I said, brother, no, she was not. She was not being disrespectful. Yes, she was. She's opening her mouth. She had no business. I said, brother, but again, let me ask you something. Is this the way we're supposed to act as Israel? I said, this is why people do not like us as Israelites or have problem with a lot of us as Israelites. I said, this is the reason right here. No, it ain't. Then they start, you know, my mic, because you had to hold my mic. I had to hold my mic, the button to keep my mic on. So I wasn't holding my button and when I'm speaking. Then they want to start talking crazy about me. I said, you know what, brothers? I said, y'all can have it. I'm out of here. I'm out. I'm gone. I said, shalom. I'm gone. And it was pissing me off. I'm going to say it. Excuse me. It ain't Shabbat yet. It ain't dust yet. Okay, so I'm good. Let me hear up. It was pissing me off because the level of disrespect. Man, I'm telling y'all, brothers and sisters. I can see why so many people be saying how they treat women in these damn camps. In these camps, how they treat sisters. I seen it firsthand. I ain't never been in a camp, never been around them live in a camp, but I seen it just from that perspective. The sister, the elder, didn't do nothing wrong. All of that old damn Pauline doctrine, a woman supposed to keep silent. That's, and they was on there talking about Christianity was got our people. That's what the guy on the video was saying. Christianity wasn't got our people. No, y'all perpetuating Christianity. Hell, y'all in Christianity. Because Christianity teach, don't they teach the same thing? A woman supposed to keep silent and all that from what Paul says in Corinthians. Hell, y'all just do the same damn thing. When y'all talking about she wasn't supposed to be in a room full of men and she supposed to be quiet. Man, that's virtual. That's a room of virtual reality, dumbass. Excuse my French. I ain't talking to them, y'all, because they ain't even on here. Let me calm down. But you in a virtual room and you had a thing said, come learn about the Bible. So she could come if she saw it. You didn't say men's only. This is a men's only room. Men's only meeting or whatever. So, man, I'm telling y'all, man, I just get so sick of this bull crap because I go through this a lot myself with people. I be around people and they be talking about they be saying stuff on Facebook. People be posting stuff. Now, there's a brother, he's a Christian. And he say he be saying stuff. He's like, I already know. He said, man, dude, man, must be an Israelite. And I'm all be thinking like, damn, why they got to be an Israelite? You know, because anything that go on, he must be an Israelite. Well, what happened, bro? What happened? Oh, man, you know, always talking about the damn white man this, the white man that. I'm like, and then I'm like, what did they say? And he might tell me something they said. I said, I can already tell you, brother. I said, that. Those are those messianic groups, brother. Or he don't even really know what messianic group being. But I said, brother, those other brothers I've been telling you about, warning you about. I said, brother, true Israel, brother, we don't act like that. We don't act like that. Or we shouldn't act like that anyway. We don't get down like that, bro. I said, basically, like I can't say congregation, but the brothers and sisters like myself, I said, which we are, well, we say Tanakh only. We don't act like that in our congregations or things like that, brother. We don't carry on like that. We don't do all that type of stuff that you. But it just get me every time it be something. He'll just throw it on just because they saying something about the white man or they be talking about the Bible, but they going in a, you know how these camps do. You know how they do. And they might go at him, bro, you ain't nothing but a Christian, man. Y'all Christians are dumb. And they be challenging him because he posts something. He said he posts some, you know, Bible verse every day. Well, most of it is probably from the New Testament or whatnot. But and the guy always come challenging him something about, you know, the Christian, him being Jesus didn't come for the whole world. Just something crazy. And here comes him, man. He damn, man, an Israelite. And I've heard it plenty of people. Man, dude must be an Israelite. I'm like, oh, here we go. And it's got to be that we're always trying to defend ourselves at Tanakh only because we say we Israel too. And we got to defend almost our faith because of what these dummies doing. I almost said something else. Because of what these dummies doing, a displaying, running around here in the name of Israel and making a bad name for the rest of Israel. That's what they're doing. They're making a bad name for the rest of us because we go under the title of Israelites, too. So we're going to get, y'all know how they, we're going to get lumped up in it with these fools. I get so sick of this, man. But that level of disrespect to the sister, our elder, didn't say nothing out of the way to those guys, didn't use them to profanity. At all, not even, not at all, not just towards them, but not at all. She wasn't using profanity. She was just trying to come in and help educate about what was happening, what they were showing on the video from her experience of being a school teacher. But the point with them, the woman, it's her fault. She ought to keep her legs closed. Well, just because she opened, here's something. Just because the woman opened her legs, then you tell the brothers to quit going up, going in the legs that's open. See, just because you open the legs don't mean you're supposed to go up and invite yourself on in then. Huh? So tell brothers, see, and this is my point. See, we want to blame the woman all the damn time. But what about these brothers out here? Huh? What about the brothers? That's my point. You can't blame one side. See, if we get our damn brothers right, because some of these women probably be saying they're looking for a good man, as they say, a good man, and whatever good mean to somebody. They're looking for somebody, but then they get them, and they're like, well, she got babied by 2 and 3 different dudes. Because she may be searching for that man. As they say, as they start talking about too, using Paul, who's the head? The head of the woman is the man. And all that stuff Paul be saying. Well, the man has to be properly in his right mind to lead a family, or to even to damn be a man, but honestly. So we can't keep blaming, putting all the blame on the women and why these children are like they doing. This is what we've been having a discussion about on my other podcast. We can't keep blaming just the woman herself. Hell, this is why you have like Black Lives Matter talking about, and other than just Black Lives Matter, and these people are talking about doing away, or they want to dismantle or disrupt the nuclear family. The nuclear family, which is, as you look up the definition of nuclear family, let me see if I pulled it up right fast. Because I was doing this last night. We had this on the show last night. Let me pull this up. As we discussed the nuclear family, okay. The definition of a nuclear family. Let me see the right one I could get to right fast, brothers and sisters. Okay. Find something right fast. Give me 1 second. I'm going to go with this one now because let me see. Let me pull my. Give me one. Where's my. Go back to the virtual camera. Yeah. Let's look. We're going to look up this here. Now, this is a. Let me give you two. Let me see. Make sure I got everything together. One second. Okay, I'm gonna pull up this website. Just pull this website right fast, and then I go back to Webster's, Cambridge, and because they have different things. Just website right here. Love to know. LoveToKnow.com. Then I'm gonna go back to Webster's. I like how they put it and what it is. A nuclear family. What is a nuclear family? Which Black Lives Matter said they coming to disrupt. Right. And I could even show y'all that documentation, what Black Lives Matter said, too. I'll pull that up in a minute, too. Okay. It says, and I know y'all already heard that before. It says, the traditional definition of a nuclear family is a family unit that includes two married parents of opposite genders. Y'all know what that means, right? Let me break it down, because, hell, you know, they trying to redefine titles and things, isn't it? So we got to go ahead and make sure we break this down to the elementary terms, right? Two married parents of opposite genders. Now, we know opposite genders well. We know for a long time was what? And I go into some definitions and find that it's going to show you that. Opposite genders we know is known as male and female, right? We do know that, okay? And which is a father and a mother. So again, it says a nuclear family is a family unit that includes two married parents of the opposite genders and their biological or their adopted children living in the same residence, right? Right? And let's see. However, the term nuclear family can mean several things in today's society. Yes, because see, they are actually changing. You see how they try to say? Because this is what Black Lives Matter, them are changing, trying to change this definition. And, and now, you know, a nuclear family for them can be, hell, a lesbian, two lesbians, and hell, what else? Yeah, two lesbian, two homosexual men being considered, as they would say, a nuclear family. What's my other, what was that other dictionary? Okay, let's go to, here, let's just go to Merriam Webster's, because there was another one I had. Nuclear family. Come on. Pull up. It's going to say the same thing, though. But Where we go? Here, here. What to know? Yeah. A nuclear family refers to the core members of the family, usually parents and children. Nuclear family has a long history of fictitious use before its main association with nuclear energy. I don't know what the hell they call them or something. This ain't. Yeah, but anyway, we go back to that. That was, we see what a nuclear family was actually. It was another one I had a definition I was looking at last night. I don't know what it is. But it said father and a mother, but we do know, say, two parents, right? The two parents. I know where I got it at. Yeah, well, the two parents, and that was a nuclear family. But anyway, I'm using this. Damn, I deleted it off of here, too. Okay, never mind, Justin, brother. Let me get it off of here. Because I just wanted to show this anyway. Let me get it off of there and go back. Yeah. Okay, go back, Aria. Yeah. Because I'm just so discombobulated because they took me off. They took me off the square. They pissed me off, man, how the, you know, with them guys. And I wasn't even planning on doing no videos yet because I want to have something else I want to do on Jeremiah. These people... I am so damn sick and tired. I gotta say it since I'm on here already. I am so sick and tired. I got fed up with all this one West as these fake. I ain't gonna call them fake. But these one West mindset ass doctrine and how y'all doing, man? How y'all is treating people out here? That's not cool. How y'all are doing things in the name of y'all claiming to be in the name of the Most High. Just some disrespectful damn people, man. Y'all have brought, you ain't bringing nothing. You have truly brought, and it's not everybody, because all of y'all, a lot of those so-called messianic groups, and a lot of these groups, they're not acting, they don't act like that. They don't act like a lot of them. But these guys here, man, they were so, woo. They were so damn disrespectful. But I see that, even they playing Israel United in Christ's name, but they didn't want to tell me who they was affiliated with. I noticed that. I'm asking them, y'all with Israel United in Christ? Because I see y'all playing the video. Are you Israel United in Christ? I said, no, I'm not. They asked me again after I just told the damn fool I'm not. But I'm like, are we supposed to be acting as Israel? Well, man, was she so? No, I heard what she said. I said she was not there. But see, they didn't want to hear that, though. I already know when I left, they probably talked about me. I don't really give a. Y'all know, but I don't give a James Brown get down who talk about me, who do no damn videos on me. I hope you get a million damn views. I don't care. Frankly, I don't. Really, I don't. Because I'm going to speak. Truth to power, regardless of who like it or not. People have done videos. You think I did a damn? I hope you get a million views on it. If that's what you like. Some people like anyway. They like to get views and stuff, right? And I hope you get monetized off of it. Make plenty of money off of it. I do not care. Because I'm going to tell it anyway. I'm going to tell the truth, what I see. I'm going to speak truth to power. But man, y'all quit being so damn disrespectful for people. Work on these damn brothers. That's what you need to work on. Work on these, as again, those disrespectful damn brothers. If you talk about the man is the head and man is the lead, well, hell, if he's supposed to be lead, well, maybe the man, he's so damn off. That's why the women are off then. Because as y'all teach, according to Paul, the orders y'all say here, over the woman, over the children is the woman, over the woman is the man, and over the man, as y'all say, Christ, and over Christ is the Most High. So if the man is over the woman and the child, but hell, if he out of order, what you think the rest of the house going to be? Which is how you think the rest of the house going to be? It's going to be out of order because the man is out of order. So y'all keep blaming all the women, but hell, look at all these damn men that's out of order. So we got to get the men right. Focus on the men. You so busy worried about the woman. Let the women. Is that not in, I think, Timothy or something? About the elderly women? Is that not somewhere in Timothy? Y'all know I'm not a what y'all calling a New Testament guy. I know a little something. I'm to knock only, but didn't Timothy say something? I mean, Paul say something like that. The elderly women show the way for the younger women or something like that to that degree. I'm going to have to find it while it's been so long since I ain't been in that department on that. But anyway, so that might have been Timothy's. I can't remember. Talking about the elder and how the Bible was talking about modest apparel and all of that. I forget what is that, y'all. It might not have been Timothy, y'all. I can't remember. But y'all know where is that. Hell, y'all New Testament guys. Y'all go through that all the time. But the point is, we got to work on the brothers, man. We got to work on the brothers. We keep going off on the sisters and things of this nature and talking about the women. We got to work on this thing, brothers and sisters. We got to work on this, brothers. We got to work on this. And y'all got to quit being so doggone disrespectful to our sisters. I ain't lying. Y'all are real damn disrespectful, man. Y'all act like pimps. I'm going to say it. I'm going to tell it. Look, man, I don't care. I'm going to tell it the truth. Some of you dudes act just like damn pimps. You don't act like no different than probably a damn Don Juan or I don't know some other pimps. Y'all name them. Hell, you act like damn pimps. That's what y'all be acting like. You're not acting like so-called righteous men of the Most High. Will you be treating women, talking to women? It's not your damn property. Y'all act like that's some of your damn property. I wouldn't even talk to somebody. Probably y'all talk about slavery all the time. That's what y'all talk. You always talk about damn slavery. And look how you treat your women. Look how you treat the women. Like they some damn slave. Your chattel slavery. Your chattel slave. Like your damn servant or something. And y'all wonder why Israel always get talked about. Them crazy ass Israelites. Oh man, here they go. Look at a lot of the behavior of people, how they treat people. Come on, brother, that's not it. That's not the way we supposed to be. It's not a great attitude. Now I told you I'm Israel. I came in. I sat back, you know, letting them play the thing, but when I got the final did so, I shalomed them, let them know I'm coming in peace. And trying to explain, you know, hey, my side, what I saw. Oh, but I guess because I'm in there trying to, you know, take up for the elder, an elder, mind you. And just, it really wasn't just saying I'm taking up, but just try to show, well, hey, brother, she wasn't being disrespectful, brothers. Hey, no. If they took it that way, no, brother, she wasn't being disrespectful. She was just trying to talk about what was on the thing. Oh, she out of order. She out of order. You know, so-and-so, so. Damn, y'all out of order. You know what I mean? Y'all out of order. Because, so do y'all not want, did they not want people to talk? I mean, what's the whole use of having that room if they didn't want nobody to talk? Especially when you say, come learn Bible. Like I told them, hey, Irene, I came in because y'all said, let's learn Bible. But y'all going on something else. But I see why. I can see why now. That so many people is the horror stories I have personally heard from people and said, wow. And they came from out of these damn camps. They came up from a lot of these damn camps. And why they said they left Israel. And I hate that they say, you know, left Israel. That's your nationality. That's your heritage. But I can see why you left them damn groups, though. I don't blame you. I do not blame you not one bit for you leaving them damn groups. Now, that I don't blame. I don't blame you at all. Those groups are poison. First of all, their doctrine is poison. They lying, they misusing the scriptures to spread their lying, poisonous damn doctrine. That what they teach it has nothing to do with Tanakh. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna show y'all this book I just got. Now I saw it. Because it was a video I saw. Like I said, I got to do some video on that Jeremiah. I'm gonna get to it 14. I think 14 and 2. I want to do a video on that. I ain't gonna even speak on it till I do it. But I saw a video that was on it. Somebody else was speaking on it, and he mentioned a book that he had written. This right here. Now this book, the Holy Bible versus the Hebrew Israelites. Now, when I seen him mention this book, I end up check that on Amazon. I just got a sample of it on my Kindle and download, and I start reading it. And y'all know I did a video talking about Deuteronomy 28, right? The curses. How about he go into this right in here and talk about those curses? And I'm probably present some out of his book. Now this is a Christian. I believe he's a Christian. He said he don't have plenty of run-ins and discussions with Israelites, as he say Hebrew Israelites, right? And y'all know he mostly talk about these one West camps and things. But he's in agreement with me, like I was saying on Deuteronomy 28, the whole Deuteronomy 28 thing. He even go into things about talk about this precept upon precept thing, how to use that out of context, and there's some more things. But this book, I just got it like the day before yesterday. And I got another brother that he bought the book as well. I showed her the book. He bought the book. And we to knock on it. So we were interested just seeing what was in there. So I agree with this brother what he was breaking down about these camps. And I'm gonna go in here and I'm gonna probably present some stuff one day on the class and show y'all what he was saying in here. What he's going into, I totally agree. From the parts I read, I agree with him. They don't deal with context. They jump around, take a scripture out of here, and make it seem, what they call it, y'all, proof texting. Proof texting. That's what they do. We're getting more into this in another show. I mean, another class. Proof texting. That's what they do. It's not about context. They'll pull something, a text, a verse, to try to make their point. But it won't have anything to do with what the paragraph or that chapter is actually talking about. It'll be some words in there that they may use that'll fit, you know, to what they're saying. That'll make it seem like they fit to what they talk about just because a word in there. Just said like slavery or something. They'll find a verse somewhere else where it means slavery and they'll use that. See? It's right here. There was prophecy said that. Boy, I tell y'all the truth, man. I tell y'all the truth. Sometimes this thing just want to, sometimes, brothers, this stuff just want to make you want to throw your hands up and say, you know, I give up. I quit. You know, I give the hell up. Y'all can have it. Y'all can have it. I'm just going to study and keep to myself. I'm just going to keep to myself. That's how I ain't going to lie. I do. I be wanting to say that. I do say that a lot. Because it's just the stuff that I really, really see out here, man, especially amongst big brothers and sisters who caught. Well, I ain't going to say sisters. I ain't going to put the sisters because, you know, a lot of them, they don't let the sisters teach. We don't hear the sisters teaching anyway, so we can't blame the sisters. Sorry, sisters. We can't blame you. These knucklehead damn dudes out here. That's what I'm going to blame. That's what I'm going to blame. Can't blame the sisters now. Remember now, the sisters got to be quiet. The sisters got to stay silent. Well, we're talking about these messianics anyway, because we know Tanakh only. We got sisters who teach. I see sisters who teaching. Because again, we don't see no instructions in the Torah where say our sisters are not supposed to teach. So until we find that somewhere in the Torah, well, I know I hadn't seen it. Y'all, somebody please send it to me. Leave it in the comment somewhere, the scripture in the Torah. I mean, leave me in the comment. What the Torah did, or Tanakh, and there's some parts in the Tanakh where it did say that sisters are not supposed to teach. Leave it in there, because like I said, I ain't going to say I know everything about the Tanakh, all of the verses and everything. So leave it to me. If it do say that, leave it in there, brothers and sisters, because I don't want to be incorrect, because I'm going to tell y'all offhand, I don't know everything now. I probably don't know half of things, but I'm not no fool either now. I'm not a fool. You ain't gonna play me now. So I'm still a student. I want to know. So please leave it somewhere. Leave it in the comments. Give me the chapter, verse, whatever it is. Don't give me no damn New Testament. Nuh-uh, I didn't say New Testament. I said Tanakh, which y'all call AKA Old Testament now. I don't hear nothing. I won't hear from no damn Paul. I won't hear nothing from no damn Paul. But that does not give you, even Paul, that does not give you the authority to talk harshly, talk bad to women. They told the elder, I forgot, they told the elder, shut the hell up. Yeah. Told the elder, you need to shut the hell up. Because why? She was just saying, I was just saying what was on the video that y'all was showing. I'm trying to educate you about my experience or just share my experience about the education. I mean, single parent household and how children behave in school that come from single parent household. But that video, that whole intention wasn't about that. It was about talking about women. This is what they really, I see their intention was about even showing that. The whole intention was to show these children, because they asked about, I can't remember where is it. It's in the Tanakh somewhere, y'all. And they always use this. I can't quote it off like it's supposed to be, but y'all don't know what if I say it. Menstrual women will raise up monsters or something? Because the brother quoted it. He even quoted it. As they was talking, I knew they was, somehow I was thinking it in my mind because I've heard them, but I think it's something like menstrual women raise up monsters or something to that degree. And this is what, again, they kept blaming women, the women. It's their fault. It's their fault. Keep the damn legs closed. And it's just like, why you keep bringing that up? Why you keep bringing up about the women keeping their legs closed? And so the whole thing, that thing was just, she said, man, are you a chauvinist or something? She said, misogynist. I think that was, yeah, misogynist. That was what she asked the brother. Are you a misogynist? You like, you know. Oh, man, Lord have mercy. Most high bless, man. Most high, y'all. Man, me said, Lord have mercy. Talking about them cats. I got to get out of here, y'all. But I just had to shed it, man. It's embarrassing. It is downright embarrassing. It is shameful. It's really disrespectful how they treat people, how they talk. Y'all see the display, how they talk to people on the street. Is that the way we supposed, is that our behavior, Israel? Is this the way we truly supposed to be bringing people into the way of the Most High? And we know, well, see, the Most High ain't no punk. The Most High ain't no sucker, see? The Most High didn't tell you to act no fool like that and go out there and treat the people like y'all be doing that, like doing that. Cursing your elders out, disrespecting the elders. Is she trying to share? Are we not supposed to learn from our elders? So when an elder come in, whether it's a man, woman, male, female, are we not supposed to listen and learn and get this wisdom from them? Oh, I forgot. We can't do that because, if it's a man, we can. But if it's a sister who's been around and she have knowledge, we can't listen to her because she got to shut her mouth. She got to sit somewhere and shut her mouth, be quiet. And this is what they were saying to the sister. You need to shut your mouth. You need to be quiet. Where your husband at? Put your husband on here. Now, these headsets, man. These headsets. Put your husband on here. Put him on here. You don't need to be on here. Her husband. And you see, then she started talking to her husband. Her husband was like, nah, I guess her husband telling her to get up off of there. But she was talking to him. And she tried to rationalize with them knuckleheads for a minute. I guess her husband told me, get on off of that thing, you know. Because y'all probably had a bit in front of, you disrespect that man's, if you probably had, and see what I'm saying? You disrespecting another man's wife. Then I'm not advocating no kind of violence, but you can't be disrespecting another man's wife because she had questions. Well, you need to be asking him. What? Listen, if me and my wife standing there listening to y'all, And what the hell? She need to ask me for it. Hell, she's standing in front of you. She can ask you. What the hell? Hey, baby. She telling me, hey, baby, well, ask them what so-and-so mean. And she's standing right there. No, I don't need to be talking to her. Long as she's not disrespecting you. Hell, she can ask you something. Hell, I ain't got to translate it. Hell, it ain't like we trying to translate it from different languages. She got to tell me and I translate it into another language. Hell, y'all can hear her standing right beside me asking me the question to ask you. Hell, what? But this kind of like be the silly, idiotic stuff that they be on. Come on, man. We got to do better than this. Sometimes I'm telling y'all, man, it'd be a shame to even, you'd be even, well, brother, what are you, bro? You'd be one. As soon as you say something, and I've had this, I would say, well, I'm an Israelite. You like them other dudes that be on them video? And I'd be shaking my head, I want to say, hell no. I disown them. You'd be wanting to say that. I'm like, you know, but I said, nah, bro, we don't teach like that, bro. We don't disrespect people like that. We don't be cursing people out. We don't do this type of stuff, man. You know, I said, I don't know what's up with them. We don't do stuff like that. Man, I be just because mostly be Christians. I'm gonna tell y'all what. Actually, they are Christians. Actually, by nationality, you might say they Israel. I can't say they not Israel because that's a different thing. But they say they Israel, right? By their nationality. But by their faith walk, bro, they Christians just like you. I said, I know that's a hard thing to say, a hard thing to hear. I said, but they're Christians just like you because they believe in, they so-called believing in so-called New Testament. They believe in Jesus died. The same thing you believe, they believe it too. I said, but maybe I would say they radicalize a Christian extremist, like you might say a Muslim extremist, they Christian extremists. I said, I know you hate to hear they are Christians too, and put them in your category. See, because you just want to say, because like them, they want to say they Israelite, them Israelites. No, yeah, by nationality, but they faith. I said, because brother, listen, you can say you are Israel, and I know we don't want to think that. But I said, brother, just because you say you are Israel, that's your nationality. I said, yeah, you could be an Israelite and be an atheist. Which that's a crazy thing, you know. We're not supposed to. You could be an atheist. You could be a Christian. You could be an Israelite Muslim. I said, bro, you could not believe in, you know, whatever, bro. You ring in the ice cream God if there is a sustain. I said, just Israelite. Well, that's your nationality. It's just like saying, I'm an American. But you could be, your faith could be different things like we see in America. I said, so, nah, brother. I said, you know, but nah, they not, we don't. But as it's true Israelites that follow the Most High, we don't act like that, brother. So there's a difference. And he like, yeah, I see you different from them. How you even talk different from them, and how you convey the message of the Bible and things of that nature. Now I know you like different from them. I said, yeah, that's how racially all of our Tanakh, what we said. Tanakh, or I had to say to him so he understand. I said Old Testament, y'all. I said misnomer, Old Testament congregations are, brother. We don't go around here hollering about, you know, we don't do all that, the white man and devil stuff, and you know all that, bro. We don't do all that, bro. Nah, we don't, you know, and just have so much hatred amongst people. We hate Africans and all that, over, bro. We don't do all that, brother. We don't do that, brother. But I'm gonna get out of here, brothers, sisters, and brothers. I am just fed up with this foolishness, man. I am. I'm telling y'all, man. I'm just so fed up with this stuff. And I didn't know they was Israel. You know, Israel. I said, let's talk about the Bible. Now, first, I thought they might have been some Christians. I was like, well, let me go see who this is. What they talk about? Just let me be nosy. And then I saw the video, then I kept sitting there and I saw Israel not in Christ. Okay, I'm just going to see what this is, you know, what they're going on. But damn, that's something else there, Jack. God, they were. But y'all, I don't know. Officer, y'all change y'all name and quit calling yourself Israel or something, man. Give us that. Y'all go call yourself something else, man. Or maybe we gonna have to start just be like the European Jews. I see why the European. Now, you know what? Now I damn near see why the European Jews don't say that. They don't say the Israelites. Hell, they don't want to be. They don't even want to be linked up with y'all crazy asses. Excuse my language. Let me stop that. They don't want to be.
Yeah.
This shalot. It's night. Nightfall now. Shabbat shalom. So they don't want to be even identified with y'all crazy behinds. I don't blame them. I don't even blame them. I do not blame them at all. All right, brothers and sisters, let me get out of here, man. That's pitiful. That is downright pitiful. So I know now, for now only, I see that name on there. I'm not going in there anymore either. Cause it's just it wasn't about edification, none of that. I might have had to been in the damn players ball or pimp ball. You know, be better have my money type party. Cause that's the way they was acting towards the, you know, when the woman. And you know what? And they wasn't even really well. Yeah, they kind of were saying stuff, talking bad about the women before the woman came in. But when she came in, they really went crazy. And one part, the big part about it is, it didn't even matter because she was an elder. No respect for women, for one, and not even for an elderly sister. No respect at all. That's what y'all Christ teach y'all. That's what y'all get from, as y'all say, y'all Christ. That's how he teach. That's what y'all get. That's what he taught y'all how to do. That's what he taught y'all how to do. Because y'all say y'all walk like Christ is supposed to be in, just like Christ. Oh, I forgot. Yes, he did. Because he called that woman a dog. Yeah. He called the woman a dog, so he would be disrespectful too. So, okay, I get it. Okay, I get it. Okay. All right, y'all. Shabbat shalom, fam.